Welcome to A Junior VC Unfiltered, your behind-the-scenes look into the AJVC newsletter team. This is your host, Mazin, and this week I'm joined by Aviral, Abhinay, Raj, Keshav, Shiraz, and Raghav. In this episode, we talk about Postman, a tool to test APIs, and the AJVC piece about it. Will Postman deliver tech to build software's global bridges?
I think this was a very interesting piece to write. I, in fact, did not know much about APIs. Had to learn a lot from Raghav, who's our in-house tech guru. And, you know, the rest of the team had some very good inputs on the whole piece. I think Postman was something we came up with in our team catch-up last week. Abhinay suggested that we look at that company because it's a very interesting business that is truly built in India and is selling to the world. Abhinay, if you could, you know, talk us a bit through the introduction. I think you have a lot of context there beyond what we've actually covered.
Yeah, so Aviral, for me personally, my first interaction, right, happened with Postman as one of the startup founder. I'm a non-tech guy. So my tech co-founders, they used to use Postman a lot, and it was completely free that they were using. And it so happened last year, I got an opportunity to interact with Abhinav Astana in one of the incubator session. And I was amazed by the story, right? The way Abhinav has built it. I mean, I had no idea, by the way, at that time that it's an Indian company. After interacting with Abhinav, very good insights that came up, right? One was he started this not from any business that, you know, I need to start. This is a startup. This is something I'll do to make money. Not from that perspective. He started because he really felt the problem, something that we all say, right? So that was very interesting. He started it sometime around, you know, the 2012. That time he was already with in his first startup. And as we all know, right, startups are very tiring, both financially as well as, you know, in terms of burn that one has to take. From there, he kept working on Postman as a side project, built it completely to help the developer community, and kept building as a side project. And for that, he has to sacrifice a lot, right? I mean, I really can't share the entire story. It's really something that inspires everyone, right? When you hear the story from Abhinav. But after making so many sacrifices, one thing was still very clear. He was building a product to help a community. That remained core of it. And that's something I found really fascinating. And when we are discussing about this whole piece that, you know, which topic to take, I remembered Abhinav's story and really wanted to, you know, take it up for Postman. Also, it so happens that this week they raised a big round and now they are part of this coveted unicorn club. So it makes all the sense to write about it. Really, really happy that we got a chance to write about them.
Yeah, it was a lovely experience. I think you also talked about their journey from starting with a simple plugin and, you know, exploding and becoming this huge platform. Maybe you can talk about that a little bit, and then Raj can cover, you know, the part about the APIs actually exploding, which has helped Postman.
Yeah, so the you know, for first of all, what is API is something I did not even I did not really understand. You know, I'm a chemical engineer myself. But what I have understood over time is it's like bridges. So a lot of front end to back end communication happens, and these are the bridges that connect them. And I can understand, you know, sometimes I used to myself sit with my co-founders, debug few things, so, you know, API testing. And that's exactly the use case with which somewhere Postman started back in 2012-13, right? So they started it because the API management was a tough task. It had many pieces. Collaboration was difficult. And Abhinav himself felt. And first he created hook on Chrome. And it got some 2,000 downloads. From there, it went to 1 lakh downloads and then 5 lakh downloads. It was just exploding like anything. And over time, that moved into a product which is loved by everyone. So yes, I think overall, this is the part which I really liked a lot, that they were doing it for the community.
Got it. And, you know, Raj, you know, what did your analysis on the growth of APIs say? Why does Postman work so well now?
Right. That's really interesting because as Abhinay and Avril, you have, both of you have pointed out that, you know, APIs is relatively a term for me, which was to a large extent unheard of until very recently when I had to work with one of our courier vendors. And they asked me, which API do we use? And that really sparked the discussion that, what do you mean? What do you mean by an API? And eventually it so happened that we're also talking about writing about Postman in this edition. And then I went back, did some research, and Postman actually threw up some very interesting numbers. So Postman's products are used across the world, across the globe, except for a small region in the Saharan desert. Apart from that, everywhere developers in each and every country use Postman. So that led me thinking, how can a company, a tech company built out of India, have such a wide acceptance, and what led to its such huge popularity across developers across countries? It so happens that during the initial days, 2000 to 2004, when Amazon was being built up right from ground, and Amazon as a company wasn't doing very well in the stock market or in terms of revenue generation, what Jeff Bezos did was that he said that, fine, this is a downtime for us. Why don't we create products with scale? And products for products to scale, you have to write APIs which can seamlessly connect with every device or every website where we want our products to run. So that got me thinking, if Bezos is wanting to create something that's scalable, then APIs must hold a very critical piece of the puzzle. And that would be acting like a bridge between the requester and the source. So Bezos was the guy, and big companies like Amazon, in their push for scalability, they pushed towards adopting APIs before. But until then, there were smartphones, there were websites, but then each and every smartphone, each and every website would have their own custom made internal API codes, which weren't released to the public. So every time something as transient as APIs would keep changing, the front end would keep breaking. And then eventually from 2004 to 2010 was actually a landmark year when Apple launched its 3G, and then the App Store became live, and then people started using smartphone way more widely than ever before. And that is when API, the importance of APIs surfaced. But surprisingly, till 2016, even though people realized how much problem developers face when they wanted to build APIs in terms of their workflow management, in terms of documentation, in terms of debugging, there were hardly anyone in the market who were solving this problem. So in terms of scale, any device which accepts a command from human beings and then returns a result, pretty much similar to somebody being in a restaurant and asking for a dish and the waiter being the mode of communication between the chef and the customer. The problems of the waiter, they were never addressed to. And that is the scale which Postman eventually started solving problems at. The scale where every developer in the world who works with developing APIs or managing them would eventually start using a product which would make their lives easy.
And Keshav, what makes Postman different from other Indian products? And how did they explode to where they are today?
Right. So I think there are a couple of reasons. Firstly, would probably talk about the trends which they capitalized on. So the first factor was really the Internet of Things and the device interconnectivity, which Raj also talked about, is that there are more devices which are interacting with each other, which requires more softwares to be built. More softwares requires more APIs to be created. And because of that, developers were increasingly looking for tools which could help them simplify or ease the process. And that is where Postman really came in for them. The second point was also on the cloud computing part, wherein companies are moving to keep their storage on cloud and really making it very seamless, very cost efficient for them. And there also, Postman has been able to tap into a big opportunity. In terms of how they have been able to differentiate from other players, I think there have been a few factors. So one has been that they're focused on really building a product first approach and taking constant feedback from their community, which is their developers, to bring in new iterations to the product, continually improve it, and keep on delighting the users as they move through the journey. I think also the fact is that the interesting part is that they were able to build all of this in India and were able to sell it globally. So it really resonates on the piece that you can build an Indian company which can now compete with the global majors in Silicon Valley, in Israel, and you have companies which are coming out from that strata. In terms of how it used, the point which Aviral also touched on earlier was building in India to sell to the world. So I think there's one statistic which I would just want to illustrate on, is that by early 2017, 61 Fortune 100 companies were using it. Nine out of 10 top cloud services, 9 out of 10 top retailers, 6 out of 10 top manufacturing companies were adopting Postman. So clearly they were realizing the value which Postman was offering, and there was an organic cycle which had kicked in for Postman, which really helped them take the business from zero to one phase.
Great. And Raghav, as a user, can you talk to us a bit about the user experience with Postman? What do you like about it? What makes it such a good product?
Yeah, so like I've pretty much been working with Postman since I became a software developer. So I mean, it's been like around 3 years or so, and like I've been almost every day I have to use the product. So like over the course of 3 years, like I've definitely, like I could say, maybe fallen in love with the product. Like it's a brilliant product to use. So like Keshav touched upon it, what I feel is that Abhinav has mentioned that there are two guiding principles on which they run the company. So the first is to keep the product absolutely simple. So what they want here, and what is pretty much visible when you use the product, is that you don't want a developer who coming into this product to have to write a bunch of code to get something to work. So you want him to come, and let's say he just wants to make a simple request. So you want that to be done within the first few seconds so that he understands the value of this product, that, hey, I can do this so fast. Maybe let me check out this product a bit more. So once you do this, you keep building that kind of a loop where, okay, now this works for me. So maybe I'll check out this, and then this works for me. So from the starting point where you just come to hit a request, then you realize that, okay, this product works for every possible phase in my API development. So for me personally, like I started out with just hitting a couple of requests. Then I realized the other products that they use, how useful they are to make. So basically they've split these products into three phases. So one is the design, where they allow you to create your APIs on your own. So you're able to create APIs in multiple different schemas. So basically people working in any developing language across the globe, any language you follow, you can design the schema in Postman itself. You can manage it, you can version it, you can tag it. And in addition to this, they've also come up with collaboration workspaces in this. Basically, it's like it's a feature where multiple teams are enabled to work on the same project. So you can set permissions, you can have an admin. And as and when a person keeps pushing his changes to this, everyone else will also be notified on this. So it's very helpful when a lot of people are working on a similar feature, which happens on a daily basis. Like every kind of API you work on is done on a collaboration basis. And apart from that, there are a lot of features that help you provide for your testing. They help you provide for your documentation. So this kind of provides for every phase in your API lifecycle. And moving back to the second principle, what Abhinav stated to why this product is actually exploding is basically the feedback loop that Keshav mentioned earlier. So what happens there is that even in the initial stages, when Abhinav was building this app and posted it just on the Play Store, on the Google Web Store, so even then a lot of developers were giving him constant feedback about what can be done to you, what can be done to make this product better. So even in the first 2 years, there were around 500,000 developers who adopted this free product. So that just tells you that what need there was for this product on the market. So what he has done even now is to build this kind of a feedback loop into the product so that whatever the needs of the developers, you can keep adding it to that product. So in that way, basically, you don't run out of requirements ever, and you just get more and more people to keep adapting the product.
Postman recently raised money at a $2 billion valuation. Aviral, why do you think that is? How do you think they got there?
Yeah, I think it's a tough question to answer. But if you look at the underlying market, there is the whole software eating the world trend that is happening. There are so many more devices. There are so many more islands to connect. There are so many more software companies that are coming through which need to be able to talk to each other. As software becomes more important and digital adoption accelerates, these bridges, which are the APIs, essentially will become more and more important. And Postman really is the best company, maybe even the only company that allows that entire environment in which you can build APIs, right? We estimate the revenue is somewhere around 100 million. It's probably lower, but ballpark, it would be in that range with 11 million developers and so many companies using the product. The valuation really is a mix of the beauty of software business models, which have really good margins, are able to scale and have that subscription predictable revenue, which is why you would see a software business getting anywhere between 15 to 25x of revenue as a valuation multiple. So, you know, we think that that's the revenue estimate for the company. But that is not the only thing that is factored into valuation, obviously, your present revenue. The other thing that matters is the growth. And, you know, as I was talking about this whole digital ocean of islands and software companies that are getting built up, the APIs that will be needed to connect these will only increase, and Postman will become even more important. And I think being the leader in such a critical development environment is going to make them a very, very big business, which is why they're able to command a valuation like this. I think it's one of the most important companies that has been built out of India. Very few people know about it, obviously, because I mean, almost all of us here on this call have never built an API, right? But it's so important for everything that we do. It is the pipes, the bridges. You can use whatever metaphor you want to make these things work that we use on a daily basis. I think that's why it makes sense to look at this company as such a big business.
It's an amazing story, Postman's. The team has worked on this piece over the past 2 weeks. So if you haven't already done so, please head over to ajuniorvc.com and read the entire piece. Thank you so much for tuning in to A Junior VC Unfiltered. I've got a favor to ask you. Will you take a minute to review us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you are listening? Thank you.